Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of James. James chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 13 through 18. James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, where the Word of God says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." That is James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. And you can see as we read down through there that we find a contrast between earthly wisdom and heavenly wisdom. I would encourage you to take some time to study this through on your own, because the Bible teaches us that as Christians, we should reflect God in every aspect of our life. And a part of reflecting God in every aspect of our life is that we utilize His wisdom in our lives. In this passage of Scripture, we see in the first part, that would be in verses 13 through 16, nine aspects of earthly, worldly, sinful wisdom. And unfortunately, many times as Christians, we see that those aspects are seen in our lives. They should not be seen. Study them there, particularly in verses 14 through 16 of James 3. But then in verse 17, we see eight marks, eight characteristics of godly wisdom. And there's a contrast between the two. I really do wish that I had the time to expand on every one of these as we have them in this passage of Scripture, but I do not have the time. And so I'm encouraging you to study them through on your own. But the fact of the matter is, as Christians, we should be living according to the wisdom of the Lord, not the wisdom of the world. And certainly as we look into the world around us, we see that the wisdom of the world leads to nothing but sinfulness and ungodliness. However, the wisdom of the Lord leads to a life of blessing and joy that will bring honor and glory to the Lord. Unfortunately, many Christians, even as they are involved in ministry and the local church, follow the wisdom of the world rather than the wisdom of the Lord. We need to make certain that we function according to God's wisdom. In James chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him." You see, as born-again believers, we have access to the wisdom of God. And when we talk about God's wisdom, we're talking about practical insight for Christian living, for biblically living the life that's pleasing to God. All we need to do is to ask God for wisdom, and He will give it to us. So as we go throughout the course of our life, let's not yield to the wisdom of the world, which is earthly, sensual, and devilish. But let's ask God to give us His wisdom that we might glorify Him in all of our attitudes, actions, and activities. Father, I thank You for giving us this contrast between worldly wisdom and divine wisdom. It is my prayer that each and every one of us, as Your children, will seek Your wisdom every day, that we might glorify You in every aspect of our life. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries, saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.